On November 16, 1864, General William Tecumseh Sherman set out on his infamous March to the Sea. He left Atlanta burning behind him, believing the quickest way to end the war was to demonstrate to Southerners the utter futility of fighting. Ravaging the countryside in two 15-mile paths of destruction, Sherman's troops encountered slight resistance at Macon, Georgia. The Federal forces effortlessly blasted through and continued their march. Sherman's army entered Savannah, Georgia on December 22nd. He immediately telegraphed President Lincoln, presenting him the city as a Christmas gift. The new year brought Sherman's army another victory. On January 15th, they conquered Fort Fisher, North Carolina, a move that would help choke the besieged Petersburg even more. On February 17th, Sherman's men showed no mercy at Columbia, South Carolina, the capital of the first state to secede from the Union. Confederate General Beauregard's attempt to save Columbia was feeble, and most of the city went up in flames. Finally, on April 14, 1865, Sherman's march to the sea ended. Confederate General Joseph Johnston surrendered to him at Raleigh, North Carolina, 5 days after Lee's surrender to Grant at Appomattox.